Philip Stamford, PSC Sergeant Kerr. Today's date is 12/08/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Jose Vasquez. Vasquez spells V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. Jose spells J-O-S-C. Date of birth is 09/13/1965. 57-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Patient stated when you were originally seen on 12/6/2022. Had some labs drawn as here to follow up on lab results period. Said he has no complaints today, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 133/13, pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature 98.0%, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, correction, review of systems, all systems reviewed over negative, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam deferred. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes mellitus. Poor control. Patient is currently on metformin and pioglitazone, and his glucose today is 332. His gap is 10. He has no symptoms. Today I will start this patient on insulin. He'd be prescribed Humulin R injection U/100 vial. He will take 10 units subcube twice daily. Strongly encouraged to take check his sugar on a daily basis. We had a lengthy discussion about diet and exercises that can help control the sugar. Next paragraph, hypercholesterolemia. Patient is currently on lovastatin 20 milligrams. His cholesterol today is LDL 135 versus normal of 100. Triglycerides 332 versus a normal of 150. His total cholesterol is 240 versus a normal of 200. Lovastatin at 20 milligrams does not appear to be helping much, so I will increase his lovastatin to 40 milligrams. He will take 40 milligrams once daily. Patient will return in about 3 months for a repeat of his labs. We had a lengthy discussion about diet and exercises and other lifestyle management that can help with his cholesterol. He says he understands, and we'll try him. End of the patient.